Hi, this is a procedure recording for Robert Montgomery, R-O-B-E-R-T-M-O-N-T-G-O-M-E-R-Y, date of birth 5-12-1960, date of accident 11-29-2022, date of service is 11-29-2022. The procedures that are being done are as follows. Intra-articular injections of the left shoulder, intra-articular injection of the right knee, intra-articular injection of the left knee, intratendon injection of the lateral collateral ligament bilaterally, injection of the infraspinatus tendon of the left shoulder, injection of the superior patellar and inferior patellar tendon on both sides. The medical indications are as follows. The patient, Robert Montgomery, was involved in an automobile accident as of August 10, 2022. And he was T-boned on the driver's side as he was a driver. This caused him multiple issues, including neck pain, lower back pain, pain in the left shoulders, and both hips, both knees. The pain has been excruciating. Patient has tried physical therapy for the last 5 months with no significant relief in these areas. They are affecting his walking ability and all other ADLs. The patient remains in pain. He is not able to sleep, and he requests an injection to be provided for relief in these areas. The physical examination were positive for left shoulder with a decreased ability to move the shoulder in active motion, 20 to 130 degrees. There is a pain in both knees, peripatellar, as well as into the lateral collateral ligaments. Patient points to the superior patellar and inferior patellar tendon bilaterally, which are specifically tender, and also to the both hips, where the at the greater trochanter tuberosity area, especially for the bursitis possibly and tendonitis. The injections are being done according to the protocol for both knees. Intra-articular are according to the protocol. Left shoulder intra-articular is done according to the protocol. Injection of the left infraspinatus tendons and left supraspinatus tendon is done according to the protocol. Injection of the lateral collateral ligaments and superior inferior patellar tendon injection are as follows. The patient was laid supine on a table with the proper drapes. Sterility was achieved. The procedure was done aseptically. After cleaning with alcohol and betadine, the area was palpated and confirmed and marked for the lateral collateral ligament and superior and inferior patellar tendon area, which was pointed out by the patient as the most tender areas. The injection was carried out by a 3cc syringe each for the collateral ligament on the lateral side as well as to the superior and inferior patellar tendon for each knee was provided. The entire needle was withdrawn each time. Bandages were applied. No excessive bleeding was noticed. Patient was relieved of pain 80%. The injection of the left and the right hip was not done intra-articular, but in the area of the lateral trochanter, greater trochanter region, where there is a bursa and various tendons are possible. The patient has been having continuous pain, so these injections were carried out. The patient was placed on a lateral side for each hip injection, and the injection was successfully carried out by 3cc syringe. Entire needle was withdrawn. Patient injection was carried out at the most tender points noticed by the patient, which included the capsule of the hip and the fibrous elements to relieve the pain and improve the ADLs. Thank you.